The gathering at the Rich and Services Building centered on 24-year-old local Brent Ryberg, who went through the regimen at drug court after being arrested for substance abuse offenses. The court, which has operated here about 2 years, is a problem-solving program that aims to help high-risk drug offenders complete treatment, avoid new offenses, and achieve sobriety. It's a cooperative effort involving 3rd District Court, the County Attorney's Office, Sheriff Department, and Public Defender, and Valley Mental Health. On Monday morning, criminal charges against Ryberg were dismissed in court. County Prosecutor Matthew Bates presented Ryberg with a framed and signed copy of the dismissal. Bates said the prosecutors in his office take no pleasure in bringing offenders to court.
When we get up and send somebody into jail for having a relapse or having a problem, it's always done reluctantly. I hate doing it. And we all sign this because we are so proud of you and we've got your back and we want to see you keep going. And I hope that as you go on, that this will hang on your wall and that there will be other things that will join it that you can hang on your wall. And that eventually this will be replaced by hopefully college degrees, certificates, awards, and things that you do throughout your life. So that when you're older, this will be in a box somewhere, and you will be looking back on a long life of wonderful accomplishments that come on top of it.
Afterward, Ryberg told reporters he had mixed feelings about the ceremony.
I don't know. It's a little, you know, it's kind of a little embarrassing too, you know, because, I mean, they are here, and, you know, because I did, you know, commit a crime, but it's definitely, it feels very supporting to have everybody here.
Ryberg has lived in Part City since second grade. He's a 2008 graduate of Part City High. He said the drug court program involves counseling, drug testing, and changing attitudes and behavior.
This program works if you want it to work, but you have to put in the hard work, and it's not easy, but it's worth it in the end.
We also asked him his immediate plans for the future.
Well, right now, since I've been in the program, I've been working at a restaurant for the last 2 years, and I just recently moved into the back for like 4 or 5 months ago, and so right now I'm just going to be working on cooking and possibly culinary school in the future.
Third District Court Judge Todd Shaughnessy told us most counties in Utah have a drug court. He said it's a program with a proven record of effectiveness.
Drug court programs have been, and I'll sort of give you the statistics on them, they've been among the most studied of all of the various aspects of the criminal justice system, and they've been proven time and again in the most detailed and comprehensive studies to be the most successful programs at reducing recidivism or increased criminal activity and decreasing expense, and most importantly from our perspective, at helping treat addiction.
The county attorney's office said overall the courts have been found to reduce crime by as much as 45% more than other sentencing options. They're 6 times more likely to keep offenders in programs long enough for them to get better, and they save $3,000 to $13,000 per client in the costs of prison, arrest, and trial. The judge said the program is based on clinical analysis and is individually tailored to the offender.
Our participants drug test 3 times a week randomly. They participate in, depending on what part of the program they're in, they participate in group therapy and individual therapy. The idea of the program and the reason that the studies show the program works is because we are driven by therapeutic and clinical diagnoses and treatment decisions.
Most of all, he said, it's a program that involves the community.
We stop sort of having the attitude that we simply put people away somewhere and stop thinking about it, but we get the community involved in helping treat addiction and helping deal with these problems. And that's the concept behind drug court and sort of what we hope to accomplish.
Third District Court Judge Todd Shaughnessy. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brofman.